Today's date is March 7th, 2011. My name is John Erling. Jim, state your full name, please.
James Economo.
Your date of birth and your present age.
I'm 80. Date of birth was April 22, 1930.
We're recording this at 68th and Memorial in the One Memorial Building, which happens to be on the fourth floor. And tell us why we're here.
My son has an office here. He's at present an attorney. He also does wills and other types of law.
And his name is?
Chris.
Chris Economo. Tell us where you were born, Jim.
Here in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
In what hospital?
St. John's Hospital, the old one.
Give us your mother's name, maiden name, and where she was from.
Her name was Sophia Antone, or Antoniou. She was born in Greece, about 20 miles south of Rindina, Greece. Rindina, Greece is a part of Greece that was virtually unknown up until the 1800s. On the maps, it would have probably been considered as, we call it Agrafa, which means unexplored. There were no roads there. There was nothing there. That's where she's from.
What do you know about her upbringing, living in that area?
Well, her father was an agrarian. So was my father's. They were able to scratch out a living on the side of a mountain, sell whatever they were able to grow.
Describe your mother, her personality. What was she like?
She was a very kind person, a little bit on the authoritarian side. I did what she wanted to do, except on certain occasions. And we got along pretty well. She was a very fine person, had food for us all the time. She was a person that stayed at the house and raised the children.
And then your father's name?
Christ Economo, or Christos Economo. He came to the United States February 24th of 1911.
Let me ask you about his name, because as we see that here in the United States, it would be pronounced Christ.
Christ, correct.
Talk to us about that.
Well, he should have changed it, but unfortunately, when you come into this country and you said your name to the person that was in charge, whatever he heard, he would write down. And if it sounded like Christ, he would put a T on it. The person that was taking down the information, he had heard Christ with an H. And that's the reason we were having so much trouble trying to figure out where was Chris, or Christ anywhere, or Christo. But if you looked under H, Christus, you were able to find it. So this is the way they heard it. This is the way they wrote it down. And he was stuck with that particular spelling from then on. Some people heard the word Economo, and they would say Economo with a K. That's the way they heard it. They wrote it down, and it stayed.
Was that at Ellis Island?
Ellis Island. And he had some problems there, too.
Problems there, too?
Absolutely.
Like what?
Well, he was virtually blind. He was afraid that he was not going to get in. But fortunately, when they looked at him well, they didn't find any disease of the eye or anything else. He was legally blind, but that was as far as it went. And they allowed him to come into the country.
They probably didn't know that his sight was that bad, did they?
Oh, yes.
Oh, they didn't know?
Yes, he had the proverbial Coke bottle glasses.
He was able to see well enough to maneuver.
To move around.
He came from Greece in what year?
1911.
He knew your mother in Greece?
No. What happened was he decided that it was time for him to get married. He was about 39.
He was living here in the United States? He
living here in the United States and making some money. And you never ask a lady to marry you unless you had money to be able to buy a house and take care of her and so on and so forth. So what he did was he wrote or phoned or whatever it was back to his brother. And he said, can you find me a good woman, a good wife? He looked around and he found Sophia Antone. He said, I found the perfect girl for you. And they agree and they want a marriage. So he decided to leave here. He had $2,000 in his back pocket.
A lot of money.
A lot of money back then. He went back to the country. He met her. They decided to get married right away. They did. And once they had everything arranged, they had a, I don't know, how would you say it, like a horse train. About 20, 30 people got on the horse and went from her village all the way to my dad's village. And then they had the marriage ceremony.
What was the age difference?
Considerable. I think it was maybe 18 years.
Really?
Yes.
He was 39 years old?
39. She was about 20, 21, something like that, yes.
Did they ever talk about, as soon as they laid eyes on each other, it was love at first sight?
Not necessarily. I don't think that was ever mentioned. But it was a commitment.
So she felt compelled?
No, I don't think so. It could have been a washout at any time. But anyway, she wanted to leave the country and go with my father. She decided this is a great opportunity to get married and have a good family in a new country.
How long did the marriage?
He died in 73. They got married in 28.
45 years they were married.
45 years, yeah. She died in 91.
How old was she when she died?
91, mm-hmm. I believe.
Wow. And she never remarried?
No. No thought of that.